Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the program. We're going into the second hour now of the live Monday edition of Free Talk Live, the only radio program, well, at least the radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you like, or talk about anything we've been talking about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, or 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And I just wanted to read to you guys a little thing that was not written by me, but I thought it was hilarious. I call it the Irrational Anthem. It's not really an anthem. It's the Pledge of Allegiance, but it's a parody.
Ah.
And it goes like this. I pledge allegiance to the mask of the United States of COVID and to the virus for which it stands. One nation under fear, quarantined with lockdowns and vaccines for all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. A guy named Mike wrote that. So thanks, Mike. You're internet famous. Not that you weren't already. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty avid memer. He partook in the meme wars. He's a veteran.
Excellent. Glad he survived.
We had talked at the beginning of hour one that it's time. I mean, it's been time. But I've been celebrating whenever I'm on air these businesses who are acting in defiance now. Because it is far past time for not only individuals, but businesses as well to come together and support each other. Because none of this lockdown crap is going away. It'll go away as soon as everybody decides it's time. As soon as you start taking off your masks and you start shopping like normal and behaving like normal human frickin' beings again, that's when it's going to go away. Not until then.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep this up. As much as you put up with, they're going to ask for more.
They're going to take more.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just pointing out in one of the activist chats here today, they were posting some of the responses. We had another protest out in front of the governor's house yesterday.
Yes.
Here in New Hampshire. And, of course, you know, the mask-obedient fearful are out there just hollering about how terrible people we are. And we're dangerous. And somebody said something like an unmasked face in a crowd is akin to shooting a gun up in the air.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm like, you know what? This is a good thing. I hope that what we can do is actually convince people who don't want to be masked. Because there's a group of them that don't want to do it, but they do it. Because
right.
They're afraid of what people will think, or
right.
They're afraid of just getting attention that they don't want, or whatever.
They otherwise get lives to lead, and
yeah.
Like, whatever.
They just want to put it on to get their shopping done and get out. They don't want trouble. They're part of the problem, unfortunately, and if we can convince them to change their mind about this, convince them that the signs that say masks required, they don't actually mean it. There are exemptions, and you can use one of those exemptions to reclaim your facial freedom in this particular case. And if more people do, if these people who are in the fear world are really as afraid as they say, where they're accusing us of being manslaughterers, accusing us of being dangerous, accusing us of all these horrible...
Right.
Well, then they will become more afraid, okay? Because right now, they're in the supermajority. Right now, the masked up people, at least here... Now, that's different in other areas. I know, like, rural areas, not so much, from what I understand, in, like, the Midwest or whatever. But here, when I go around, there's 90-plus percent, if not 95%, compliance with this stuff. So if we can get down to 60% compliance... Or 50% or whatever. The more we can push the numbers in the direction of free faces, the
normal
more the mask people will freak out and yeah, there's going to be some nasty, like, confrontations, but there already are.
Yeah.
So then they'll leave, right? For the same reason that the most ultra-liberal folks don't want to come to New Hampshire is because there's guns here. Well, now they're making masks being mask-free akin to shooting a gun in the air.
Right.
So it's almost as good as walking around with a gun on your hip.
Right.
So now you could walk around with no mask and a gun on your hip, and you'll really scare these people away. So that's, I think, my best plan at this point is to just encourage people to take the mask off and stop wearing it. Just stop.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. Because it's one thing to ask a business owner to go ahead and put everything on the line.
Right.
Because I get it. You've put hundreds of thousands of dollars into your business. You don't want to have your licenses taken away, and the government's scary, and they might put you in a jail cell. So I understand why these businesses are not standing up, although we're starting to see some coalitions being formed, which we can talk about more.
We will.
But it's a smaller thing to ask a person individually to just, hey, dude, could you just not put that on? What would happen? What would happen to you if you didn't wear that?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, and it might actually, you know, make you feel a little more human. But at any rate, this from care11.com out of Minnesota, Minneapolis area. More than 100 Minnesota business owners plan to reopen despite Governor Waltz's orders. People are desperate, and they are coming up with a solution now. They're stuck in a tight corner with no other place to turn. From Minnesota. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, two lawsuits have been filed by the state of Minnesota against restaurants operating in violation of the governor's executive order, and a third restaurant has had its license revoked. However, that's not stopping organizations like Reopen Minnesota from orchestrating a mass reopening event, whether the governor's executive order is lifted or not. Reopen Minnesota has introduced a two-phase plan for business owners to reopen starting on Wednesday, December 16th. That's this Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
2 days from now. The governor's four-week dial-back order is set to expire on December 18th, so a clear 2 days in front of the expiration, which if this goes any, you know, the way other governor's orders, they're going to renew it. It's not going to expire on December 18th. They're going to be, oh, no, we got to keep you locked down. We got to keep you shut down. Can't have you making money. Can't have you, you know, running a business.
If it just saves one life, we'll destroy all business.
People are so desperate, and they're coming up with a solution now. They're stuck in a tight corner with no other place to turn, said organizer Darius. Oof, that is a name. Tychro, I'm going with T-E-I-C-H-R-O-E-W.
All right.
Yeah. Lisa Monet Zarza is one of at least 150 business owners that Darius said is set to take part in next week's reopening plans.
I'm sorry, was this the whole state of Minnesota or just one particular?
It's like the Minneapolis. State,
okay, the whole
yeah.
state. Okay.
Yeah, it's reopened Minnesota.
Okay.
So, yeah. And Minnesota's a mid-sized state.
Yeah, no, I was just curious what we're talking about.
We're not saying that COVID isn't real. We're not saying that. But the implications of everything involved with COVID are so much more than what's being reported, said Zarza, owner of Froggy Bottoms in Northfield and Alibi Drinkery in Lakeville. According to John Stiles, a spokesman for the Minnesota Attorney General's Office, businesses choosing to violate the executive order could be fined up to $25,000 and even face criminal penalties.
Well, so far the gym owners in New Jersey, the Belmar, New Jersey yeah. gym, the Attilus gym, he's now racked up over $1 million in fines.
Of course.
And you know what? He doesn't care.
Good.
He's just going to keep going.
Good. I'm glad. Zarza goes on, we're not demanding that you come into our restaurants. We're not demanding right. that you go into the gyms. We're asking for the right for you to be able to come in, which you currently don't have.
Right. The right to make a choice.
Right.
But, like the same choice you always used to make about the risks you were willing to take in life and the choice that you can still make in a lot of areas. You can still choose to drive, which is an incredibly risky activity.
Yeah.
You can still choose to take a shower in a bathtub.
Walk across the street.
A risky activity. Yeah.
Swim in a lake.
Yeah.
You know, go kayaking in a river. These are all, you know, skateboard on a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
These are all risky activities that if you did every day, you'd probably have a larger chance of dying.
From. Absolutely.
I went ahead and just took a peek at the Reopen Minnesota Facebook page. and they have some interesting things to say. For those detractors to our cause, we appreciate your sense of justice and mercy, which we hope you have. These businesses represent not some money-hungry owners looking to swim in pools of gold, but rather people who have spent their lives risking so much to accomplish their dreams. Employees struggling to put food on the table and a roof over their heads just as Christmas arrives. Yep. 855-450-3733 is the time for you to defy right now.
Yes.
More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
information. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself. And who are you?
Me?
Hi, me. Wait, does that mean I'm talking to me?
Hello, me. It's me again.
Do you have a name, me?
I don't know.
Am I just going to make one up? We'll call you Dave. That's not a very creative name.
Nah, that's a bad name.
We'll call you Prometheus.
Oh, all right.
No. It's hard for me to remember.
I'm a guy.
Some guy.
Here with another dude.
If you want to talk to these interesting characters, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Join in the conversation. Talk about anything you'd like. You have heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian, I don't know who that guy is, says that setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. So in the previous segment, I was just reading a little bit from, this looks like sort of a mission statement, if you will, from this Reopen Minnesota Coalition.
There's 150 businesses that are saying they're going to reopen on the 19th?
On the 16th.
Oh, 16th.
Yes, so Wednesday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The sooner the better.
Yes. It's like, why not open now?
Right.
You know. But they go on to say, for those who want to say that these businesses are putting others at risk, we challenge you to show us from any science or data that the risk of going to a bar or working out at a gym or bowling 10 frames or teaching a small dance class is any more dangerous than going to Walmart, walking through a crowded Mall of America, or spending 2 hours in a busy supermarket.
Well, see, the mega corporations are safer because they give way more money to the politicians.
That makes them safer?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
They go on. Trust us. We all have families. Many of us have family members in the medical field. Many of us have lost loved ones to COVID. But the state's own data does not support any of the current lockdown. And much of the country and the world stands amazed that Minnesota and other states have leaders resorting to the failed policies of mass lockdown, especially lockdowns so arbitrary as this one.
It's interesting how surprised they act.
Yeah. Why, how could our Minnesota leaders have fallen for this trap? They're demanding more power here in Minnesota, too. I mean, it is shocking. Shocking that these people, these politicians here would do this.
Yeah, well, they don't realize that, well, politicians are not leaders. They are control freaks.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, to some extent, there's some truth in what they're saying. These people do want leaders. They want people to tell them what to do. It's just they think these leaders are wrong. So, you guys are wrong. We elected you and everything, and we support the system. But look, all the data doesn't support this. If you could show us data that supports the lockdowns, then we'd be fine closing and losing our businesses.
They go on to say, we demand the right to provide for our families as we always have, give income and employment to our workers as we always have.
See, that's the thing. You should be able to do those things regardless of what the data says.
Agreed.
So even if the data says this COVID is 10 times more deadly than it actually is, or 100 times more deadly than it actually is, and it isn't that deadly, but even if it were much more deadly, as a person who's free,
yes,
you should be able to make the choice of, hey, we're going to open up anyway, and those of you who are worried, just stay home, and those of you who are willing to take a risk, then come on out. You can be our customers, and they should be able to make that choice.
Absolutely.
And not have to be arguing over what the data says.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and that should have been the whole bit from the
get-go.
Yeah, should have been, well, here's some advice. Right? Go see some other doctors, consult some other experts if you want, you know, advice tailored for you and your business and your family or whatever, your community, all that kind of stuff. You should be free to go and seek that out for your specific circumstances and then follow that advice if you deem it's okay. But what you do not have the right to do is to force everybody else to comply with your method. And that's exactly what's been happening. They go on to say, we have inalienable rights that no one can bully us out of without recourse. Well, except they did. And then they do continue to say, so next week we plan to hashtag open safe. So I don't know what that means, but
it's just pandering.
Yeah. It sounds like appealing to authority is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, the only business that I have not seen pandering in that way is the Attila's Gym.
Yes.
You know, almost every other business. Okay, I'll also say Fucking Great here in Keene, the Fun Noodle restaurant. Although she's not out on Front Street like the Attila's Gym is. She's got sort of a similar attitude, but she's just not wearing it on her sleeve as much as they are. They're posting it on Instagram every single day. They're blowing it up big. But of all the videos I've seen of the Attila's Gym guy and him promoting reopening and not, or opening, and then, you know, not apologizing for it, he's never gone around and taken the viewers of his, you know, webcam on a tour of all their cleaning procedures. That's never happened with him.
Right, yeah.
Right? Maybe they are cleaning things a little more often. I don't know about that, but he's not advertising it. Whereas every other business owner who gets interviewed by the news media for just wanting to reopen, they're always falling all over themselves to talk about, well, we're doing social distancing and we've got all these cleaning supplies and we're cleaning every 5 minutes and we're cleaning up after you stand up and we're cleaning, you know, they go through all these motions to show how safe they are.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like somebody who's been abused.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the abused victim will always wonder what they did wrong to continually get abused. I've done all the things you asked for. I've complied and obeyed in all the ways that you asked, and yet you still hit me.
Yep.
Right? So
it's
battered voters syndrome is alive and well, apparently.
Battered business syndrome in this particular case.
It is. Yeah, you're right. They do. They're like, well, we masked everybody up, and, you know, we're wearing these plastic gloves now, and, you know, we're sanitizing.
Right.
I mean, people aren't sanitizing money, but, like, I'm surprised they're not. Has anybody even thought of that? Like, cash?
To literally put it in the laundry?
You know, I did a cash transaction today, and I got some change back, and, you know, I tossed the remaining change in a little compartment, you know, in my car, where I keep, you know, whatever that, you know, 25 cents or whatever it was, 26 cents, you know, but, like...
I can tell you, the germaphobes thought about it.
Yeah?
They won't use cash.
Are people sanitizing their money?
They won't use it.
Wow.
The people who take this seriously... They're only using touchless payment methods. Either that, or they've got, like, the little wipes,
so they'll use
the credit card. So they might use, like, a credit card machine where you still have to touch it to make it, you know, put your numbers in or pin pad or whatever, but they'll wipe it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen it, like, the drive-thrus, they have the, you know, the pad on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. Have you become a germaphobe? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down from his post. Barr meeting with the president on Monday and submitting his letter of resignation. Barr's last day will be the 23rd of December. the president saying Deputy AG Jeff Rosen will become acting attorney general. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been the heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Border Patrol is seeing a surge of children being abandoned along the border. Commissioner Mark Morgan says it's heartbreaking.
In one case, there was a six-year-old and a four-year-old brother and sister that were just left in the peninsula in the middle of the river, hoping the CBP would discover them.
Morgan believes cartels are telling their parents to send kids because they will be allowed to reunite with them under a Joe Biden administration.
Human smugglers are fueling perceptions that our borders will once again be wide open, and that will be reinstating the loopholes that have been closed.
President Trump isn't thrilled with the plan by the Cleveland Indians to undergo a name change, the president calling it a product of cancel culture. His reaction after it was reported that the club will make the announcement as early as this week. The decision to change the name comes after years of protests from some fans and some Native American groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, if you would like to get on the air. Talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about anything we've been talking about. We're focused a little bit right now on people acting defiantly to these, in my opinion, criminal lockdowns.
Just say no.
Take off your masks. Open your business. Conduct yourself like normal beings with rights. Normal human beings.
These guys aren't even saying take off the mask. They just want to open their business.
Yeah, they just want to get back to, you know, making money, because it's their right. There is no more risk for you to go to a small mom and pop business to have a cocktail or to eat some lunch or have breakfast than there is walking around frickin' Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of the other large retailers that they haven't shut down. And I'd also like to point out that not one of these government people who have put these lockdowns in place and continue to enforce them have lost a dime. Not one of them have missed a paycheck.
Yeah.
Not one of them have suffered at all. None of their businesses, if they even have any, are closed, are suffering from any of this. And if they are, they've got the money to back it up.
Sure. So there's another story that's related.
There is, and it's from a very large landmass.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to tell you first that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. So.
Indeed. And we're talking about local business owners. AnyPay can accept, help local business owners accept cryptocurrency payments, which is awesome.
It is.
And local business owners who are standing up. You had just told us about 150, was it, businesses across Minnesota?
Yeah, over 100 had pledged, and they expected 100, something like that. But yeah, 150 have, there was a form that you could fill out and say, yes, I'm going to open. And then they had a checkbox for, you know, can we advertise your business or not? And so they were trying to at least respect that. But they certainly were compiling a list and checking it twice.
Now, there's, according to Google, 5.64 million people living in the so-called state of Minnesota, while in Anchorage, Alaska, there's under 300,000. Mm-hmm. And according to this story over at mustreadalaska.com, there are as many as 100 businesses within the Anchorage area calling themselves the Anchorage Business Coalition.
The ABC.
They are preparing what is
being rudimentary.
What's being described here as mass civil disobedience, where shopkeepers, cafes, and other businesses are banding together to open on Saturday, December 19th. So they're not coordinating with the crew there in Minnesota, but basically it's the same week. In defiance of Anchorage's acting mayor's lockdown order, EO-16, which has kept restaurants closed and others crippled with 25% capacity orders. The group has been meeting for several weeks to find a way to salvage the Anchorage economy and Christmas in Alaska's largest city. Many shoppers are either purchasing only online or are traveling to the Matsu Valley for their annual gift pursuits,
right,
since Anchorage has only allowed the big box stores to remain fully functional. The small businesses that have decided to fully open on Saturday are not ready to be named because the owners, understandably, fear being arrested or punished. Because that's what will happen. If they listed out the names of these 100 businesses,
yeah,
the attorney general or the town prosecutor or whoever it would be in this particular case would start to issue letters,
yep,
and then they would send agents around to, you know, hand-deliver them if they needed to make sure they knew they were really serious about
it. Here comes the armed agents.
Yeah, so smart move. I think it's a smart move to keep quiet the number of business and just advertise how many, the raw number of it. Keep quiet the actual names until the day of. And according to the story here, according to Must Read Alaska's source involved with the effort, a group organizer says businesses are fully prepared to offer good services, just like the big box stores do, without any harassment. Of course, the big box stores being left alone. Numerous stores and restaurants have folded this year already after seeing seesawing shutdowns mandated by the municipality. Those that remain open are hoping to hang on long enough for the economy to return, which may be several months or years away.
Yeah, and just to interject here for a minute, they are seesawing. All these governors, mayor, whatever, whomever is putting in these lockdown orders,
yep,
in your area, they're all seesawing. They're like, oh,
lock it,
oh,
down.
No, lock it down. Open it up. No, right, lock it down. No, open,
right,
open.
25%. 25%.
You know,
50%.
Like,
no.
Just stop listening to them.
Right.
Stop freaking listening to them.
They'll never stop writing the rules. They'll just keep coming with more of them.
There's less of them than there are of you.
Yes.
Is really the bottom line. If you act in unison, you can reopen.
That's right. That's all it takes. But unfortunately, you know,
somewhere along the line, folks who claim to live in the land of the free forgot about that.
It's true. They got soft. They got lazy.
Something. We got something.
That's pretty much the story. I was just kind of backing you up. So it's nice to see this happening.
How many? Yeah.
And
so 100 businesses
in one city, which is way more impressive than 150 in an entire state.
And I would think that Alaska would be, you know, I mean,
there's more of an independent spirit up there.
Yeah, you would think so, because they're all sort of preppers by necessity.
Sure.
It's cold.
You know, living in that area. I mean, Anchorage is a city proper. I've been there. I visited the place.
So really?
It's got all the, you know, the stuff that, you know, any city. But it's like, you know, if you go to Manchester or something like that.
It's bigger than Manchester.
Well, population-wise. Yeah. But it's spread out. There's no, like, skyscrapers or anything in Anchorage, right? It's, you know, at tops, 5-6-story buildings, that kind of thing, right? So it's very spread out. There's plenty of parking everywhere.
Nice.
You know, there's no crampedness to the cities, you know, that kind of thing. The lanes are nice and wide on the streets and that kind of thing because there's plenty of space.
Yeah, sweet.
But having said that, I am thrilled that Alaska is participating in such an act of defiance. It warms the cockles of my heart.
Me too. Kudos to them, and I hope it works out. I hope we hear good news.
Me too.
Instead of raids
did it
and
say
arrests.
When it was going?
Saturday.
Okay.
So you got Minnesota going on Wednesday. You got Anchorage going on Saturday.
Nice. So hopefully we'll have something more on that next
week. And if there's others that are going on out there, please let us know. By no means are we tapped into all of these things. We just hear what we hear.
Well, I do have this other bit.
Give me some bits.
I've got a couple of things. I've got this bit that we teased from Washington State, where the state of Washington threatens criminal charges against a Chehalis restaurant for defying the indoor dining ban. A Spiffy's restaurant and bakery in Chehalis is continuing to keep indoor dining open despite Governor Jay Inslee's COVID-19 restrictions. Washington State is threatening legal action against a Lewis County restaurant open in defiance of Governor Inslee's COVID-19 restrictions on indoor dining. The Washington State Department of Labor and Industries, LNI, posted a notice at Spiffy's Restaurant and Bakery on Monday that, quote, criminal penalties apply for noncompliance, unquote. Spiffy's Restaurant and Bakery.
Get baked with Spiffy.
That would be Spliffy's. is being threatened with criminal penalties for just being in business.
I'm going to guess misdemeanor charges.
It doesn't state right off the top. Last week, restaurant owner Rod Samuelson said the state told him to shut down, but he has kept the restaurant's dining room open.
Yeah, nice job, Rod.
To keep his staff employed. Samuelson also admitted it was an attempt to protest the governor's order.
Mm.
Nice. Crowds of supporters then made for one of the busiest weeks in the restaurant's near 50-year existence.
Wow, that's amazing.
We'll have more from Rod Samuelson and Spiffy's Restaurant and Bakery on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts also coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I'm in the driver's seat tonight, manning the console, and people refer to me as Captain. And joining me in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
What were we talking about, Ian?
Businesses standing up to the government.
That's right.
Lockdowns.
And we'll talk more about that. We were talking about this gentleman in Chehalis, Washington, who got a notice posted on his restaurant and bakery known as Spiffy's that says...
I consider those to be litter.
Yeah, me too. Criminal penalties apply for non-compliance. Threatening
litter.
Yeah, we'll talk more about what happened to Samuelson and his 50-year-old business in just a bit. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have George calling from Columbus, Ohio. It looks like he's listening to us on Twitch. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys this evening?
Hey, pretty
good. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to you guys, and you're talking about masks and business owners. But why not extend that not just to business owners, but everyone?
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know?
Everyone who wants to should not be wearing these masks and should not be jumping through all these hoops. Absolutely. I think we've been saying that.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time, you know, with, like, the individual portion of, you know, rebelling against this crap.
I was just in front of the governor's house and the attorney general's house in New Hampshire yesterday protesting this very issue.
Now, I know that, you know, I don't know how regular a listener you are, George, but I've been spending a bit of time on those businesses rebelling, and so this is just a continuation of that theme.
I'm actually a brand new listener, to be honest with you.
Welcome.
Just came upon you. Yeah, just came upon you tonight. What prompted me to call you folks is because I'm still within the probationary 1-hour follower only mode, I guess, or I'm not even with you for even an hour, I suppose, because it's not letting me. I guess it won't allow me to type a message to you guys.
I know what you're saying. Okay, right. Because
like,
on Twitch,
yeah, tabbing the channel and stuff, it won't allow me to.
The reason for that is because there's a ton of like troublemakers on Twitch, and like kids with nothing better to do, and so we just turn that on to where you can't just create a bot to roll in and just start spamming.
Right.
So, hey, we'd rather have you call in anyway, because if you just type in the channel, then we're not as likely to see it. I mean, I will look on occasion when I'm hosting the show. I don't know how often you even look at it, Captain, but it's
rare.
Yeah. So you definitely, it's a call-in show, so you definitely get more attention when you actually call in. So thank you.
Right. Absolutely.
Where are you calling from again?
The Buckeye State.
Okay. And so what are things like there?
Well, you know, we're ruled over by an elf who also goes by the name of Governor DeWine.
Okay.
Kind of looks like the Keebler elf, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
I have to look him up. What's his first
Mike
name?
Mike DeWine.
DeWine!
Yeah.
You've got a lot down.
Our current tyrant in charge.
Yeah. So what's he most recently been tyrannizing people with?
Just an extension. Like he just recently extended our early curfew.
Curfews.
Yeah, from 10 p.m. because that's when Corona, comes out.
Right.
At 10 o'clock. And until I think it's 5 a.m. I really don't even care enough to even know the exact time in the morning.
Right.
But.
So when you say he extended it, you mean it used to be a shorter window?
Yeah, the window ended, I forget what day, but he extended it to January 2nd or something like that.
Extended the length of, I see, yep.
Yeah, it is interesting, George, that Corona seems to be a nocturnal beast. It also seems to only attack when you're sitting down, at a restaurant to eat rather than standing up, walking around.
No, I thought it was when you are standing up.
Exactly. And it's, for some reason, has a lot to do with alcohol consumption.
Right.
You can consume regular food at a restaurant, per se, but when you're just consuming, alcohol at per se, a bar, maybe, that's something happens. I don't know. Convid mutates and gets more aggressive. I don't know.
Convid.
Yeah, I just want to say that I know that beer... Because it's made with, like, barley and hops and yeast and all that, beer has food value.
Mm.
But food has no beer value.
Mm. Shameful.
Yeah. So I wonder, if beer should be this, sort of exception to that.
things should be exceptions.
The double standards of these tyrants,
So is there any kind of meaningful resistance there? I mean, have you seen people? What's the percentage like? You don't have to tell us what city you're in, but are you in a city or are you a rural kind of area?
I mean, I'm in Columbus.
Okay, Columbus. It's a pretty big city. What do you see when you're downtown? Is it like 90%+ compliance, about half and half? As far as mask compliance?
I don't usually frequent the downtown town.
Okay.
I mean, just a local kind of a surrounding suburb.
Like the suburbs. But when you go to shopping centers or wherever you go, what do you see?
Well, you said shopping centers, which is almost comical that you even said that. Where's a shopping center at? Tell me.
I have no idea. I've never been to Columbus. Normally in suburbs there are things like that.
No. I'm teasing. There's four shopping centers,
right?
But they're all just about graveyards now. So.
Really? Wow. What about the grocery store? Like, I mean, you must go out and see people somewhere, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Ever since this whole thing, and that's the only way I can describe it as a thing, started early this year, I haven't worn a mask once.
Good.
And you're allowed to, I shouldn't even say, it sounds terrible to say allowed. I don't wear a mask because I have a health issue, but it's something to do with my heart and all that. I don't have to go into that. You guys don't have time anyways, but
it's nobody's business.
Could have a health issue.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because just by what do we breathe in? Oxygen. Well, what do we breathe out? carbon dioxide.
Yep.
Last time I checked, carbon dioxide was not good for us, right?
That's right.
That's right. But yet they want us to cover ourselves with this face diaper and not that we're just reconsuming all of our carbon dioxide but it can't be good for us, right?
No, I don't think it is. I want my oxygen to be unrestricted, and I don't wear a mask around either. But, you know, around here, I swear to you, it's 95% compliance in the so-called live free or die state. Now, to be fair, we're in the most liberal corner of the state over in Keene. So, you know, it's different in your town, right, Captain, when you're at the grocery store there? Isn't it less compliance-y?
It's a bit, yeah.
Comply-y?
It's still pretty high, though.
What would you say? 80%?
Yeah,
70?
I would, yeah.
What about you, caller? What is it like where you are?
George?
I got to tell you what. I feel pretty lonely when I'm walking around any store, whether, you know, it doesn't matter what big box store it is, whether it's Wally World or Kroger or Giant Eagle or, you know, any of them.
So we're talking 90%+ compliance then?
It seems like more than that. I'm lucky if I see another person without.
Do you say something to them? Do you say hi? Do you say, you know, nice to see a smiling face or anything like that?
You want to know what? I try to smile at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let them know, hey, this is what it looks like, a face. Hey, look at me. I'm smiling.
Hey, remember
this? What it looks like.
Yeah, George, I call that normal face. When I do see somebody that is also not masked, I like free face.
Yeah, but you actually say that, right?
You try to make contact. You try to make that connection. Hey, good job. You know, you try to say that. It's there's like a camaraderie, you know, between whoever.
I think it has to happen, and that's something I will actually go out of my way to do it. I saw a guy at Walmart. He was the only other guy in the store, and he wasn't next to me. He was several aisles down, but I made a point of walking over just so I could say, nice to see a smiling face. And then he smiled, of course, because that sort of prompts that to happen, and he said, be a lion, not a sheep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because, we want to be the change that we want to see, right?
That's right. It's the only way it works.
Absolutely. And,
really?
And what do we want? I mean, I ask this all the time to people. I say, what do you want? Do you want peaceful slavery or dangerous freedom?
I'll take the latter.
Yeah.
I'll take the latter. Thank you very much.
I'd like to be left alone.
Thanks for the call tonight, George.
That was a great call.
Yeah, George is an awesome person. I wish that there were more like him.
Yep.
If you are a lion and not a sheep, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733.
We'll take the sheep calls, too.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.